since it has
the name of McKay,
to contact us at P.O. Box 71, Louisiana 713.
You don't have to run man high.
Contact us at,
you can jump on your defenses.
04.
This is the L Palm Station.
Hey,
remember the devil.
Boy J Dub, today's show is pre-recorded, but I know you're gonna
enjoy.
So sit back, relax.
God bless you.
Catch you next week.
Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say you say.
This one show.
AYT. Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
It's me. I got Lopez.
Community
ministry. It's a dope Christian.
Welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the
resources for us
to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions?
9.9.
However,
no.
For you to make the right decisions for you to lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands
self-development.
It is our desire
to be
transformed by the messages on these
videos.
Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit and listen to a designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human being as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us
And as always, I know you're sitting back. I know you're sitting back ready. I know you're sitting back to be prepared so that you can be empowered with the things that God has. So the man of the hour is in the house, none other than King
Flashlight.
So we pencil, get out the paper, get out your Bible so that you can glean through the Word of God. And again, I
have something
very important to share with you on today. Don't know what it is, but
to stay.
Be ready to share that with you, and I'm quite sure that you're going to learn, you're going to appreciate, you're going to appreciate whatever he's got to share with you. I know God is preparing his people so that we can maximize our walk in the things of God.
All of my.
So without any further preliminary, as always, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others, none other than in the person of the interim honorable, the incomparable, the majestic King Arthur without his knights of the round table.
Hey, Bridget, amen. You know what amen mean, family? It means, what shall it be? I am a king.
Valleys.
Now, I know I might not be a king in your eyes, and a king in anybody's eyes, but in my Creator's eyes, I'm a king. And it's in my eyes too. And you know why it's in my eyes? Because that's what the king say. What king? The King of Kings. He said that. He said, let them have dominion. Let them have kingship. Let them have lordship over what? Over their territory. What? That's their life. Their circumstances, their situations, their symptoms. Listen, I'm not no king over like you know it. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Lord, I ain't talking about the kind of king you talking about. I'm talking about the kingdom. And listen, I am. And but that ain't the good news. That ain't the gospel. The gospel is, you are too.
Hallelujah. Glory to
more.
Your broadcast to tell you that not only am I a ruler, but so are you. Revelation. Who can open up a book and tell us what's really going on? No man can open up the book.
Caius Lopez.
The one that prepared to open up the book. Who is that? That's a lion.
Yo, Macias.
He can open up this thing and tell us what's going on. And then
I'm jealous of that. Bad that you have there. Right?
We've been making
it right now.
God, kings and priests. You, the church operating backwards.
Dentist.
Priest, man, ain't got no crown on their head. They got turbans and all that. And
beautiful.
Thank you.
I told you, I don't never have no people in me. I just, Holy Ghost. And when I was going up here, I say, hey, listen.
But yo! listening right now.
No, man, we've been made unto our God, kings and priests. And in that order.
Oh, the top.
That you understand that and know that. In that order.
Oh, I think we.
A ruler.
A caller.
A king, that's a political figure. A priest, that's a spiritual figure.
The
man died in the and through religion, man. We didn't got it in our government system here, man. That they're separated.
So today is shout out. Hey, you can't call.
Baby, church is state. Glory to God. God didn't come and send us to this right, man, to have no religion and establish no religion. Whether it's Christian, Islam, Buddhist, whatever, man. That was that's
and it's shout out.
Maybe. But boy, and the world been preoccupied with the means.
899.
It's a fourth and end. So you just been operating, man, in your priesthood, in your religion.
The entire
ceremonies and practices and preaching and teaching, man. You don't know nothing about your kingship, about your authority, about your power, who you really are. Not just an apostle, and an evangelist, and a pastor, and a teacher, and a preacher, and a millionaire, and a billionaire, and an athlete, and a movie.
Two shout outs.
All that, man. I ain't... You can have all them titles. No, Lord, man. Because all that, the Bible say, all that going to pass away. Heaven and earth.
All right. All right, let's keep the roll going on.
I'll abide forever. And when I thought I'd say that, we might, because that's what the word of the Lord say. That ain't what my preacher say. That ain't what my church say. That's not what my denomination say. That's not what people say. That's not what he say and she say. Boy, that's what the king say. Boy, I found out that, boy, the king got a kingdom on his earth that was set up through his son. And that's king, man, that had his kingdom on his earth that was set up through his son. Boy, he came.
Let's get that next song.
The Bible says,
by Coop.
Man with a government on his shoulder.
Well, he
come with no church service. Preaching and teaching like what we're doing here in church and everything else. That's all a part of it, man, but way more than that. Come here, man, for us to do what he originally intended for us to do. Glory to God. We living far below our rights and privileges, man. Like I hear bishops say all the time about majoring in the minors, man, and minors. You preoccupied with the means. That ain't no bad thing. That's a good thing. But you fourth in the end. What do you mean preoccupied with the means? The good things. Boy, you don't know the end. If you really knew the end. If you knew,
I promise.
Listen, I can tell you why I know you. Why we don't, and all of us, not to the full.
And they coming.
I don't even know.
Biggest fear is really exposed.
All true. Most of you out there, man, you don't try to do your best to live right and
feel like
man, so that in hope that when you die, man, you go to hell. Oh Lord, listen, that's a good thing, but that ain't God. That's not God's purpose for your life. Yeah, no.
Remember when I started life, one of my heroes
to live on earth as it is in hell. We're not in heaven. That's his territory. The earth is.
Back to the music.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
And coming back
and dwell in it. That's the Lord. So the whole thing is his.
People that wish it were in my.
He gave you and I the earth.
Girls with makeup.
And he said, that's your domain. That's your territory. Now you doing your territory just like I doing my territory. And you make your territory just like my territory. And it be in your territory just like it is.
The truth is
a territory. Where is this territory? Heaven. Where's our territory?
Afraid that
you trying to get to heaven, man.
I'm not saying
they say you ain't gonna go there. That's for a season and time and period. That's all in there. Hey, but I'm talking about, man, you and Bianca Bible trying to get to heaven without being fulfilled.
It's already clapped. 21.
Your God given purpose and destiny. I ain't talking about your mission.
Most of y'all.
I ain't talking about, man, none of that. I'm talking about, man, what God is doing.
And that was promised.
Let me tell you about your enemy, because you know,
but my spirit is
not a lot about your enemy. You don't even want to get involved in that, in spiritual warfare and all that stuff, because you know, and that's good, because they're not ready for it. God don't send no children to the battle. No, Lord. You don't roll like
that. As I rally,
he raised up, man, some generals.
Youth, this.
Why? Because, man, he know there's opposition against what he's doing. And you know what? Religion is one of them.
Be incredible.
Amen. The preoccupied man, the body of Christ.
So mama made
man, it preoccupy us with the means. At the expense of four of the needs. You know something, in reality, man, I'm going to just go ahead, Holy Spirit. Hey, I ain't Holy
unaware of
it. Hey, listen, in reality, man, majority of our church, man, preaching, man,
the master
message, but that ain't what Jesus told you to preach. That ain't what he told you to preach. That might be, man, what you
was incapable of the task.
Told you to preach, and what people told you to preach, and what you think you ought to preach, and everything.
I am like a modern day.
Listen, if you ain't preaching the gospel of the kingdom,
not the only,
you preoccupied with the means, because all those
about it,
and everything else, yeah, messages, and they reward it, and they do things, and they help it up, but that keep you in the wilderness, that keep you wandering around like the children of Israel did, round and around and around and around, but all the time right across this Jordan River, man, that's right there, they're at the borders of
work, words
flowing with milk,
jigsaw puzzle.
There's a life full of peace and joy and fulfillment, man. And you men coming to the knowledge of who we really are, man. And that only taking our role as believers and Christian and all that other stuff.
So let's not.
Good, that's mean. But take our role as who we really are, man. Who are we, man? We the sons and daughters of the Most High.
And that's welcome to.
Where we come from, all the man, listen, they've been all that money trying to figure out where we come from. Hey, man, we all spring from God. We come from God.
Open and give a shout out
to God. I mean, we
tell them what the number
of God. And that is, that's where you come from. When God wanted you, he
90.
Himself. When he wanted the trees, he spoke to the earth. When he wanted the stars, he spoke to the firmament.
The hill by
when he the animals, he
Gordon.
Second jail. No, sir. When I get
it. Just like he spoke to the earth,
yeah.
The animals,
he said he got a
check. And from the firmament came the stars. And man, when he spoke,
I mean, catch you
came all those others. And when he spoke to you, to him, came you and I. What's that, man? You all spring from God. You come from God. You. Oh Lord, baby, you made by God Incorporation. You the child of the Most High God. You preoccupied with the
man.
Muslim, Buddhist, Hindus, Baptist, Catholic, Black Muslims. All kind, all these.
But I'm.
We're gonna bring you to the church when we realize that, man, we are the children of the Most High God. We are the offsprings of the Most High God. And there's a purpose for you on this earth, man. There's a reason why you're here. You preoccupied with, man, about all the religion and all that. No, you need to be fine.
Kid, I be kicking.
Really going on, and who you really are, and what God is doing, man. Not what my church is doing, not what my denomination is doing, my organization is doing, not what my governance system is doing. I'm going to tell you, boy, there's a way that seems right to a man. It is in destruction.
Really over here.
Destruction of your true purpose and destiny. What's my true purpose and destiny, boy? I tell you what your true purpose and destiny is, man. The overall purpose and destiny is to help our God.
FaceTime on the L. I don't
think. Wheel up on his earth.
Forever.
You here for a purpose. I'm going to say that one
more. Not a hobby.
Our original intent.
Really see is.
The intent for us. God want to extend his
government.
His governance system. His kingdom.
Oh, yeah. Straight
from the unseen realm, man. To a seen realm, call the earth. But wait, why are you doing that?
To the top of the
earth. Doing that for what? He want to extend his king, his rule, man, from where he at to another territory. Because he got some offsprings. Lord. What he got? He got some sons. He got some daughters. I ain't talking about Baptists and Methodists and Muslims and Hindus. I ain't talking about dead. He got some sons. And he got some daughters. Jesus didn't come here, man, as a Sanhedrin, man. He didn't come here